I just want to put to you what Israel's explanation is.
But I don't need to hear what Israel says. Can we center the discussion on international law? And this is not my opinion. There is a commission of inquiry, Amnesty International, Israeli historians. I'm fine with responding to any questions, but I would like the discussion not to be centered about what the government that is led by two leaders who are indicted for war crimes and crimes against humanity is saying.
So I want to ask you precisely about the legality of what is going on now, because Israel says it is targeting Hamas terrorists, and it says that anybody else killed is a regrettable byproduct of war. Now, what is the legality of what they are doing if they are indeed targeting people they regard as Hamas?
Let's pause for a second, Krishnan. 18,000 children being a regrettable outcome of war, it stinks as a lie. And let me tell you, 500 years of genocide have been, of settler colonial history, have been supported by this kind of arguments that there is always someone who's barbarians as a terrorist. Again, I do not want to downplay the risks that Israel has faced or might still face, but nothing justifies a genocide. And the destruction of life that has taken place over the last 16 months in Gaza, all schools, all hospitals, farming land, and most of the houses. What is this? Why did Israel had to do that? In another situation, would you call a state that hits intentionally and voluntarily hospitals, that starves an entire defenseless population, because this is what it is, would you call it an outcome of war?
It's your use of the word intentionally.